Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to you and all of your parts. I'm Laura Lively. I want to share a tip with you today that will help your parts. I had previously shared in my video about speaking in absolutes that numbers and time frames can help your parts, but I want to go deeper today. So sometimes someone recently asked me, why do parts like numbers? Like you said, they like numbers. Why do they like numbers? And truthfully, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that this has come up in every formal IFS training that I've ever had. And so for whatever reason, parts respond positively to having concrete time frames. And so I want to talk to you a little more today than I had. I want to take a little deeper. In the absolute video, you know, I shared that when you hear parts saying things like, this will take forever, or that's never going to end, or, you know, always, this will always be that way. One way that you can help parts is to help set realistic, concrete expectations for them. So I can say things like, I hear you. I hear that you will think it will take forever. The last time we did the thing, whatever it was, like cleaning out the linen closet, I think was the example I used in the other video, it only took 30 minutes. So there you go. Again, I don't want to shame them or blame them or make them wrong. And so my tone is important. I don't want to say, dude, have you forgotten? The last time we cleaned out that dang linen closet, it only took 20 minutes. What is wrong with you? Stop being such a big baby. Okay, right? Yeah, no. That's shaming, right? Like, that's making the part wrong. I don't want to speak that way. If I'm speaking that way, I am blended with another part, right? Like, self wouldn't speak that way. Does that sound calm, curious, compassionate? No, it does not. So your tone matters. And so monitor how you are working with your parts in your head, out loud, whichever way you do it, right? So just notice that thing. In fact, let's talk a little more about how you can kind of even preload expectations for your parts. Set them up front is very helpful so that they don't spin into that always, never, forever kind of headspace. So I've shared that often, I think I've shared on the video channel, that often on a Friday afternoon, around 3 p.m., I have some parts that are left over from school time, and they think, the weekend is here. I'm getting the rest of the day off. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way anymore, I'm afraid. Not for my schedule, not for my clients, not for my job. So I have to say to these parts, and they jump up about 2:30 every Friday afternoon, and they want to take the rest of the day off. So here's what I say to them. Like, I hear you. I hear that you think we're done in 30 minutes. I get that you're ready for the weekend. And then I will check my calendar and I will confirm however many hours we have left of my day so that they know, right? I'll say, we're close. Only 3 more meetings or 3 more hours, and then it'll be the weekend. And then when my day does draw to a close, I will say, we're done. We're done. Yay. Aren't you guys happy? It's the weekend now. And so, you know what? This kind of reminds me of the strategy you might use with your external children, right? Only 3 more sleeps until we go to Disneyland, grandma's, the Grand Canyon, whatever it is, right? So consider using some similar strategies with your internal parts. Another way that I preset expectations for my parts is when I'm aware that I'm going to do something that they may not like, or at least some of them may not like. An example would be going to the dentist. So I might say things like, I know some of you guys hate going to the dentist because they do, but it will be over by 3 p.m. It's going to take less than an hour and it'll all be over. And so this helps them have a proper expectation about what to expect. And when I promise them, it'll be over. Another example is giving them some specifics instead of leaving it like this yawning chasm of ambiguity. So I write scripts for these talks that I do for you guys. And the scripts then inform my newsletter, as you might know if you get my newsletter. And instead of saying to the parts or to myself, I'm going to sit down and write myself scripts, I give myself a specific goal. I'll say, I would love to sit down and write 8 scripts today. And then as I complete a couple, I count them down and I celebrate. Yay, 2 down, 6 to go. 4 down, 4 to go. Woohoo, we're almost finished. Only 2 left. And this helps mark my progress and celebrate the wins. I've accomplished something, right? So I'd invite you to give it a shot and let me know how it resonates in your system. Parts love numbers. They love time frames. And the more specific, the better. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description below for some links to some free resources. And until the next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.